Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Faith Community United Methodist Church. It's good to be with you on this fourth Sunday of Easter. So once again, happy Easter. Thank you. You're getting better. You're getting better. It also is Mother's Day, so happy Mother's Day. It is always good to celebrate those women in our lives that have been able to nurture us and help us to become who we are. So we are grateful for you being here today. I want to turn to the announcements. We got quite a few. The print is kind of small because we had quite a few. Ad board meeting is this Thursday, 6:30. There is a coins for missions being collected during the children's moment. So if you have coins with you, or we'll accept bills as well as for missions. Also, there's a couple women's groups that are meeting this week, Mary and Martha, as well as Dorcas. Circle will be meeting this week. We have some help needed. There's a couple different things here for help being needed for some of the things we're doing around here. We have kind of the back area of our behind our parking lot. It's called the Backwoods Cleanup is what we need help with. There's a lot of debris and stuff that's been down there, and we need some folks to come out and help with our trustees and what they're doing back there. So if you can make some time on the day that's listed near Thursday, May 15th, to help with that, that would be greatly appreciated. Also, another help is needed for at the very bottom of your list on your here, the Men of Faith. They have a continual garage sale online on Facebook, but we need someone that can help with managing the Facebook part of the page and being able to connect with people that want to buy some of the larger items that are donated to them for that sale. So if you have some interest in that and would be willing to help them, please contact Bob Whipp and he will direct you on how to help with that. Also, a correction for the happy 80th for Elaine is from 2 to 4 on Saturday. So make sure you make that correction and we can celebrate her at Nick's on Saturday. Church Hawaiian meal, there's a sign up right outside in the narthex. Please make sure if you want to be a part of that, start signing up, and so they have a good idea of how many people are going to be there for that. And Confirmation Sunday is next week, so if you want to help celebrate our confirmands, we would encourage you to come out next Sunday. Let us prepare for worship on this beautiful day together. Thank you.
Please stand and join me for the call to worship. The God of power and might welcomes us here.
Glory to God on high.
The risen Lord of love and grace invites us in. The Spirit of wisdom and truth speaks to us now.
Praise the one who speaks truth to our hearts.
Please remain standing and join with me in the opening hymn, Blessed Assurance, hymn number 369 in your hymnal. Be seated. Please join with me in the opening prayer, which is found in your bulletin. Shepherding God, guide us in this time of worship. Help us receive your wisdom and respond with lives of faithful discipleship. Walk closely with us and help us feel your constant presence, both now and forevermore. Amen. Okay, now's the time for children's moment. Children, please come forward. Okay, what'd you say? Everybody's going to get to talk on the microphone if you guys want.
Come on up.
We are going to have a very short talk about a very important person in your life, your mom. Mm. So if you have something to share about your mom, you can say something on the mic, but you don't have to, okay? And you, if you don't want to do it right now, you could do it later, maybe. Because it's a good day to make sure our moms know that they are appreciated. Okay? Okay, so today, I want you guys to say what you might be thankful for your mom, or something, or a moment or a memory that you have of your mom. Let's not make it too embarrassing. Mrs. Fleming said, don't make it too embarrassing, which I just embarrassed her. Okay, who wants to start us off? All right, Luke, start us off.
I'm thankful that my mom is always there for me, and she, like, supports me on whatever I do.
Okay, this is a teacher thing. Always there for you, that means what? Please clarify.
She's always with me and supporting me.
Okay, like at sporting events, or, you know, helping you play catch, or doing your math homework. Yeah, things like that. Okay, anybody else want to share? What are you thankful for your mom? Yes, that's good. Okay, anybody else?
I'm thankful that my mom cooks food every day.
Ah, good. Supper time and meals. Anybody else want to share something that they're thankful for their mom, or just want to say thanks? You want to try again? Okay, so let's say a short prayer, and then we're going to go to the second part of our children's moment. We are going to take the Coins for Mission buckets around, and if anybody has coins, or we accept dollar bills, anybody who wants to support our missions, this is our Mission Sunday. Some of our missions were mentioned earlier by Pastor: Bridges of Hope, Fish Food Pantry, and Family Promise are all three different places that our mission support people in our community. Okay, so let's bow our heads, and then we can grab a little snack, and then we'll go around with our buckets. Okay, let's bow our head. Lord Jesus, thank you for bringing us together and letting us worship you together, and also thank you for giving us this day that we can focus on being thankful and being and having mindfulness and memories of a very important person in our life, our mothers, who mean so much to us. In your name we pray, amen. Amen. Here's a snack and here's a bucket. Put that snack in your pocket. Okay, please join with us. Prayer hymn, Open My Eyes That I May See, hymn number 454.
just go before our Lord in prayer this morning. Amazing God, you are everywhere. You meet us in so many different places and through different people wherever we look. When our eyes are open and our ears are listening and we are able to have conversations with one another. Lord, we just ask that you would bless us in a special way on this day that we call Mother's Day. That you would help us to reflect upon those times when we were able to see, hear, and talk with our mothers. And we just thank you for all the ways that you have been able to speak to us through them. Lord, it may have been in different ways that we have been able to experience this beauty. Lord, we are grateful. Lord, we also think of those when we think of this day who maybe joy and gratitude aren't what come to mind. Lord, we ask that you would meet with each and every person as you would need to meet with them. Provide encouragement and hope. Because, Lord, that's who you are and what you call into us, into our lives, is to always have courage and an outlook of hope because of our relationship with you. It is through you that we are comforted. It is through you who we are given peace. It is through you who we are strengthened. But, oh God, you call your disciples of your Son, Jesus Christ, to walk in your ways. To be able to be those that are sharing this love with the world. So Lord, encourage us today. To be that for other people who are in our lives. If we are those who have children that are in our lives, if it's through being a mother or a father or a grandmother or a grandfather or just someone who meets with children around or runs into them on the road, let's see them and listen to them and give them encouragement just as you would. Help us to love, Lord, everyone we see and meet, so that you can be the one that they really see in the days to come. Let us now, Lord, share with one voice the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And friends, now as we turn to receiving the offering, open your hearts and your minds to the one who has given so much so that we can respond in likeness. Ushers, would you please wait for us? Thank you.
Thank you.
please join together in the prayer of dedication. Generous God, we dedicate these gifts and offerings into your service. May our generosity flow abundantly into a world in need of your transforming love and grace. In your loving name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you, Mary Ann. That was beautiful and so peaceful. Our scripture reading today is Acts, from Acts 9, verses 36 through 43. In Joppa, there was a disciple named Tabitha. In Greek, her name is Dorcas. Her life overflowed with good works and compassionate acts on behalf of those in need. About that time, though, she became so ill that she died. After they washed her body, they laid her in an upstairs room. Since Lydda was near Joppa, when the disciples heard that Peter was there, they sent two people to Peter. They urged, "Please come right away." Peter went with them. Upon his arrival, he was taken to the upstairs room. All the widows stood beside him, crying as they showed the tunics and the other clothing Dorcas made when she was alive. Peter sent everyone out of the room, then knelt and prayed. He turned to the body and said, "Tabitha, get up." She opened her eyes, saw Peter, and sat up. He gave her his hand and raised her up. Then he called God's holy people, including the widows, and presented her alive to them. The news spread throughout Joppa, and many put their faith in the Lord. Peter stayed for some time in Joppa with a certain tanner named Simon. The word of God for the people of God. Amen. Amen.
Well, for the most part, the scripture passages that I select as the inspiration for my preaching and for the theme for our Sunday worship come from the Revised Common Lectionary. The lectionary was created over some 40 years ago or so as a cooperative of Christian denominations coming together to provide a common exposure to the whole of Scriptures over a three-year period. The selections for each Sunday also reflect the season within the Christian calendar. And since we are in the season of Easter, the New Testament passages are focused on the time following Jesus' resurrection. Up to today, since Easter, we have been following the Gospel of John account of the post-Easter morning experience of Jesus' disciples. We have moved from the disciples' immediate shock, fear, and confusion of the empty tomb to the wonder, doubt, and belief in Jesus' resurrection in the locked room, and to their reconciliation and re-engagement with Christ and His mission on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. And then last week I concluded with this. Jesus is risen. Jesus is with us through the Holy Spirit. The path to follow the risen Lord is in front of us. Let's take steps to stay engaged with Jesus' leading by knowing first Jesus as Lord of our life, trusting His authority to guide and shape us, having real communion with Him and each other to nurture our faith, and participating in the mission to make disciples of Jesus as we each are called to do as an expression of our love for Him. So let's refocus our lives and re-engage with the risen Lord who simply calls us saying, "Follow me." Today we fast forward to a story in the book of Acts which shows that the disciples that were wondering about their next steps on the shore of the Sea of Galilee did re-engage with Jesus' invitation to follow Him. And many new disciples were made throughout the region. Two specific villages are named here, Joppa and Lydda, which are on or near the coast of the Mediterranean Sea, respectively. It is apparent that within these villages, there were communities of believers whose lives were connected by their relationship with Jesus Christ, the risen Lord. They were the church of their day. Since this passage retells this amazing story of Tabitha being raised from the dead, it is easy for us to overlook the beauty of the church that is on display as they served one another. I want us to focus on this part of the story to discover how does following Jesus affect the way we serve one another. I think it is understood that people who don't believe or follow Jesus do serve one another. But I think it is important for us to see the Jesus effect in the way we serve. There is a difference, and the impact is undeniable. The challenge for us is to make the transition to serving one another as those who serve and follow the risen Lord. We begin our story in the region of Israel, which we know today as Tel Aviv. The writer of Acts, which is understood to be Luke, wrote this. In Joppa, there was a disciple named Tabitha. In Greek, her name is Dorcas. Her life overflowed with good works and compassionate acts on behalf of those in need. Now, we don't know much about Tabitha's background, other than she was a Jewish woman living in a multicultural area where she was also known by her name in Greek. Since there isn't any reference to a husband or children, many historians or theologians suggest that she may have been a widow herself. That is true, and it makes this story even more intriguing and amplifies the Jesus effect on those who follow Jesus, as we are told that she served many widows in need. Widows were among those who were on the margins of society and were dependent on others for their livelihood. Whatever Tabitha's backstory was, it doesn't really matter, but her acts as a disciple did. More importantly, it was the heart behind her works that mattered. See, followers of Jesus are motivated by the Holy Spirit to serve. See, the risen Lord gave us the Holy Spirit to shape our hearts, to be like His, to be compassionate and motivated to do something about the needs that we see. As our hearts are transformed, our lives, like Tabitha's, overflow with good works and compassionate acts as a natural response to our daily experiences. Serving one another isn't a burden. It isn't an obligation or even a manipulation to get something in return. We serve because we love and serve the Lord. The Lord Jesus, through loving and serving one another, any way we can, whatever capacity we can. Serving with a genuine heart and from a genuine heart is impactful to those that we serve and on those that we serve alongside. Notice the response of those in Tabitha's life when she becomes the one in need. Luke described, "About that time, though, she became so ill that she died. After they washed her body, they laid her in an upstairs room. Since Lydda was near Joppa, when the disciples heard that Peter was there, they sent two people to Peter. They urged, 'Please come right away.'" See, immediately Tabitha was taken care of with gentleness, compassion, and urgency by those she served and her friends from the church. They addressed her immediate needs after her death, and they continued to serve her, wondering what more they could do. Tabitha was dead. What else could possibly be done? Why the urgency to send for Peter? Perhaps Peter could help. Followers of Jesus serve one another in hope, not despair. We can't overlook that Jesus had shown he had power over disease and even death. He said to his disciples before he was crucified this, "I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these because I am going to the Father." To keep things in perspective, the disciples also witnessed that Jesus didn't heal everyone. However, as disciples of Jesus, we keep our eyes on and our hearts grounded in hope for Jesus to bring us peace, whatever that may be. So in hope, not frantic despair, we care for one another with an openness to the Lord's leading, which we are actively seeking. In despair, we become helpless. However, in hope, we will know the best way to serve one another. The disciples, they sent for Peter. They were likely motivated by hearing of Peter's recent healing of a paraplegic man in Lydda. With their eyes on hope, they convinced Peter to come to Joppa to see what he could do. We can be assured that Peter came as a man filled with hope in the Lord. But there's no reason for us to believe that Peter came with the intent to raise Tabitha from the dead. He didn't have such power or authority on his own, and he knew that. However, he also knew that the Lord worked through his disciples. So Luke wrote, "Peter sent everyone out of the room, then knelt and prayed. He turned to the body and said, 'Tabitha, get up.' She opened her eyes, saw Peter and sat up. He gave her his hand and raised her up. And he called for all God's holy people, including the widows, and presented her alive to them." Now, in this short description, we don't get the full picture of the time that transpired from the time that Peter knelt and prayed to the point that he turned to Tabitha's body. Again, Peter didn't know he was there to restore Tabitha's life. I must believe he had to take some time. First, to settle himself. And then he sent everyone out of the room so he could focus on hearing from the Lord when he prayed. He needed time to discern how to serve this community of believers. Followers of Jesus serve on behalf and in cooperation with the Lord. At some time during Peter's prayer, he was assured that Tabitha was to live. Perhaps recalling the time Jesus raised Jairus' daughter, calling out in Arabic, "Talitha kum," which translates, "Little girl, get up." Peter mimicked Jesus' calling for Tabitha to get up, and she did. Peter didn't act on his own. He was following Jesus. He was available to Jesus to work through him. See, friends, we are called to follow Jesus too. Are we available to him? Do we trust that Jesus could use even us? Let me be the first to say, I want to believe Jesus can use me. And I try to be available. But I am sure I limit what the Lord can do through me. I think so many of us are conditioned to accept things the way they are that we forget Jesus is at work in this world. We all need to be more attuned and available to what Jesus is doing and follow Him. Who knows? He just may bring about an unexpected miracle through one of us. But know this, in serving one another and our communities, there are many, many little miracles that occur all the time. Up to this point, I have shared the difference in the way we serve as believers and followers of Jesus from others who serve. Now, in our passage, we see the impact that we have when we serve as we serve the Lord. Luke noted, the news spread throughout Joppa, and they put their faith in the Lord. Notice that people of Joppa didn't put their faith in Peter, but in the Lord. Followers of Jesus glorify the Lord, and others notice. Peter was the facilitator of the miracle. But clearly he didn't take the credit or demand attention for his mighty act. There's no place for glorifying ourselves when serving one another. This is something we need to watch as individuals and as the church. Pride can make us want to be noticed. But as followers of Jesus, Jesus is the only one we want to be recognized. In anything and everything we do, we must do it for the Lord alone. Remember, we serve others because we love and serve Jesus. When we serve this way, people will notice. And our hope is that we can help them to know Jesus as we do. So friends, we live in a culture that expects to be served. And in many cases, when people serve, they expect something in return. That is not the way of Jesus or those who follow Him. Because as followers of Jesus, we are motivated or should be motivated by the Holy Spirit. Because our hearts are being transformed by that work of the Holy Spirit. We serve one another in hope because our hope is in the Lord who has power and authority over all things. We serve on behalf and in cooperation with the Lord as available resources for Jesus to work through to accomplish what the Lord is already doing. And then we give all glory to the Lord to draw others' attention to the one who gives us life. and offers everlasting life to all. So it is worth our time to reflect on the way that we each serve the Lord of our life. What is our motivation? Does our hope in the Lord change our outlook and the way we respond to life's challenges? Are we praying for Jesus to lead us? Are we available to go with Him? Are we wanting to be noticed? Or are we shining a light on Jesus? See, the impact we make on those around us depends on the way we serve one another. So may our communities notice our ways are different because of Jesus. Amen.
Please stand for our closing hymn, Jesu, Jesu, found in the hymnal 432.
From the looks of our flowers that we have up front, many of us have had the luxury of mothers who have served us well. So after the service, if you are part of making this happen here today, please take them with you. There is some paper towels up here to help you hold them from the water. But know, as we need to understand the life that we have in Jesus Christ, that we are changed. That we are changed in the likeness of Jesus Christ to His love for the world. May we serve one another from a place that comes from a heart shaped by the Holy Spirit. Go in peace, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.